The journey is ended. That which began on Sunday, as foretold by Zechariah, has been completed. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The king came to Zion, but his people did not receive him. The king was in their midst, but the people did not know the day of his visitation. The king came to release them from the bonds of slavery to sin and death, but they rejected him. Pontius Pilate, who turned the innocent Jesus over to be crucified as a way of keeping peace with rebellious Jewish leaders, placed an ironic sign over Jesus' head: Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. What was meant as satire, what was meant as a token of disrespect for the Jewish leaders, spoke theological truth. Thus the king died for his people. At the cry, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus suffered the full punishment of hell on our behalf. "It is finished," he said. "The sacrifice is complete, once and for all time, once and for all people." Join us at Trinity Lutheran Church this evening at 7 p.m. as we ponder God's love and sacrifice. Join us on Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. as we hear of the victory of Jesus over sin, death, and the power of the devil. May our Lord bless you with faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.